Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Will Stratton, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Definitely there's many different things we can kind of help to explain what the season of Lent is all about. Now, last week I spoke a little bit about a sense of growth, of growing. That even too, there's suffering, sacrifices that you're making. Hopefully there's, again, growth that is taking place. That we're growing in our love of God, our trust of Him, just as Abraham, who trusted in God. Maybe that trust, that faith in God did not come overnight, but it, over and over again, God was faithful to what He told to Abraham. Lent, I read this morning when I was kind of praying my Liturgy of the Hours, one of the readings said, it's not about immortality, but it's about holiness. Yes, those who are in heaven have become immortal. They are alive. Nothing else will harm them. We do believe when we are baptized, there is, we enter into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we do become immortal like Him. But the goal, per se, many times with immortality, or when we think of it, especially maybe in our world, in many books or stories or movies, there's a sense of trying to become immortal so one does not have to die. So the word, it says, maybe it is to focus in on holiness, to become holy, set apart. Jesus died and rose again. Are we ready to become holy as He is holy? Are we open during this season of Lent, maybe not so much to become immortal? How can I fix myself? How can I keep myself from ever sinning again or from dying? Or how can I seek to die with Christ, to allow my heart to be converted? Because it really is, if we are open to conversion, death does take place. Because we really are, if conversion is happening, we're dying to ourselves and we're trusting more in the Lord. We are growing in Him. So my hope for you this season of Lent might be a time of holiness, that you may, again, center upon the Lord, be focused upon Him. What is He calling you to let go of? And how ready are you to trust that? Hopefully the season of Lent also can be a time of joy as well, right? There should also be a time that we, again, give thanks to God for what He is doing in our life. What He, His presence with us, what He has done. It was great yesterday. I had the chance. Don't get the chance all that often, but I went over to St. Thomas Aquinas in the morning at 10 o'clock to hear first confessions. I don't know if any of you ever remember your first confession, maybe when you were eight years old, when you were in second grade. It's always kind of interesting and kind of a fascinating experience for a priest to be able to hear first confessions of a second grader. Always kind of wonder, you know, how many of these were written by your parents? Did your parents help you? That's a pretty long list. That's impressive. Okay. Did your parents, that's some pretty big words you got there. Did your parents help you with those? Huh? But a sense that hopefully a child, right, that we are attentive to this word of listening. And this is kind of really the key that I want you to walk away with, right? We hear God say to the three apostles there on the top of Mount Tabor, this is my beloved son, listen to him. Maybe these children, again, in second grade, not necessarily knowing what a sin is or isn't, or not maybe realizing maybe particular things that they're doing are wrong. Yes, that is not correct. I've told you 20 times, right? The parents and wanting and desiring their children to listen, right? And to be attentive and to kind of recognize what their parents are saying and to listen. My sister was, if you, I don't know, hopefully some of you have nieces or nephews, and I recommend it. Nieces and nephews are a lot of fun. It's kind of fun to hear my sister and my brother-in-law talk about the stories of their children, of my niece and nephew. My niece was probably 3 years old, and my sister, of course, was probably around that time that she would tell my niece over and over again, you just don't listen. Listen to me. Listen. She was trying to get my 3-year-old niece to listen. And Anyway, a few days later, my mom went to pick my niece up at the daycare, and my mom parked in a different parking lot from where my sister parks. My niece says, "Grandma, we park in the front, not in the back." My mom just kind of said, "Okay, fine," went on. Next day, my mom picked her up again, same thing. My niece says, "Grandma, I said we park in the front, not in the back. You just don't listen to me, Grandma. Why don't you listen to me?" My mom kind of stops. But anyway, my niece listened really well, actually. She mimicked her mother very well in speaking to her grandmother and to others, right? I would even be with them sometimes in the store, and I would touch something or whatnot, and she would turn and say, "We don't touch things." You're right. Okay. You are listening to your sister very well. Are you acting upon what you hear, right? Are you acting upon what you hear? Are you responding to it, right? Are you responding to it? It's kind of interesting. Maybe two questions that you can reflect on throughout this week is, when do we stop listening? At what point do we stop listening, right? Maybe two, at what point do we stop watching Aggie sports, right? At what point do you stop watching Aggie basketball, right? At what point have you already moved on to Aggie baseball, right? At what point do we stop doing things? At what point do we stop listening? At what point do we stop studying? At what point do we stop listening to our parents? The curfew is at 10 o'clock. Well, I want the curfew to be at midnight, I want you to write a 15-page paper for this class. I really don't want to write a 15-page paper. When do we stop listening? When do we stop being attentive to what is being spoken to us, what is being given to us, which should be good direction or good things or good advice? When do we stop listening? Jesus says, "Pick up your cross and follow me. If you do not die to yourself, you will not have life. You will not be holy." When do we stop listening to Jesus? When do we stop listening to God, right, in our life? And not all of us have been here, right? So not necessarily pointing anybody out. I think if you're honest or open, hopefully you recognize at times we do justify things, or we do say, and again, God gives us free will. So in some sense, there is a healthiness there that we listen. But the hope is, of course, what helps us to follow through is that we trust. If we listen to this first reading today, what really jumps out at you? Did God really tell him to kill his son? His only son? Abraham, why in the world are you going to listen to God and kill your son? Why are you listening to him? Do you realize what he's asking you to do? But because Abraham trusted God, because he knew God was good and proved himself over and over and over and over again, Abraham recognized because of his faith, only something good would come out of this. And as much as Abraham had maybe put faith and trust in his son, his faith and trust in God was greater. When God invites us to die to self, when he invites us to give something up, maybe God has recognized that we have started putting more trust in those things than we have in him. But this is usually the time that we stop listening, right? Usually the time we stop listening. And some of it, again, is, of course, maybe we haven't gotten to a relationship enough to trust our parents. My hope yesterday in that first confession that those young men and those little kids trusted enough their parents, the things that they were doing wrong, that they could trust their parents and with their parents' help not do those things again. Again, circumstances happen in life. Brothers and sisters get in the way. Other things get in the way. Sometimes we don't want to give things up. We stop listening to God and his invitation for us. But the awesome thing is that God is patient. He waits where we're at. He doesn't keep moving. He doesn't shame us. He waits with us. He is patient with us as we seek to listen to his word and to heed his word, right? And so how attentive are we to know God's voice, to hear his voice, to distinguish his voice, right? We can hear our own conscience. We can hear God's voice. We can hear the voice of the world and the evil one, are really three voices that we hear in our head, and then that we need to be able to discern or distinguish. There's some great books out there by Father Timothy Gallagher on discernment of spirits. There's also some, we have a silent retreat coming up, the first part of Lent, where we'll be going through the Ignatian spirituality, which is how to listen and to be in tune with God, hearing God's voice. How do we hear God's voice and follow it? And not to be afraid that if it's truly God's voice, to let go of whatever he is asking us to let go of or to die to. So Lent really is an opportunity to die so that we can rise again, right? So maybe just to leave you with a couple different things. Number one is we see Moses and Elijah here on Mount Tabor, right, with Jesus. Moses and Elijah represent, we usually say, the law with Moses and the prophets with Elijah. Interesting enough, the two of them in the Old Testament are two Old Testament figures that were believed by the people at that time, the Jewish people, that they were not buried. We know that Elijah was taken up by a fiery chariot into heaven, and that Moses was also taken into heaven. So this kind of foreshadowing of Jesus' resurrection, that even though he will die, he will also rise. But I think the invitation here too is, you listen to the law, and you listen to the prophets. Now listen to my son, who is even greater than the prophets, even greater than the law. To listen to my son and to his words, right? So to listen. There's a second point too, this sense of a sacrifice of thanksgiving, that hopefully everything that you're giving up for Lent can be a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because God loves me, I'm seeking to do a little more prayer. I'm seeking to do a little fasting. I'm seeking to do a little bit of almsgiving and service because I am thankful for God and his love and his call to me. So that you may see your sacrifices as sacrifices of thanksgiving. This is exactly how Abraham saw the sacrifice of his son. It was sacrificing Isaac was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Giving God thanks for all that he had given to him, that he was even willing to sacrifice his son. God sacrificed his son, Jesus, as a sacrificial sin offering, an offering of thanksgiving. What do we call that sacrifice? Eucharist. What does Eucharist in Greek mean? Thanksgiving. We are truly thankful for the sacrifice that God has made in giving his son, Jesus Christ, to us, to feed us in the Eucharist, right? This is the year of the Eucharist. Are we truly thankful for all that God has done? Is our faith stronger in the Lord, greater than all the things of this world or in our life? Even too, God is asking that you put more faith in him than you do in your children, than you do in your parents, than you do in the possessions that you own or the things that you have. Maybe he's even asking you to put more faith in him than all the different things you're doing. It's great that you have a good prayer life, that you have Bible studies and all these different things, but not to let your faith fall into those, but that your faith again is in Jesus, where in God, where these things are pointed. If our faith is there, if we make these sacrifices of thanksgiving, we're truly thankful for the Lord and the opportunity that he has given us to suffer a little bit. We're truly thankful to God for calling us to holiness. Truly thankful that he has given his son to feed us in the Eucharist, his very body and blood. So throughout the season of Lent, as we continue on, may you seek to allow this time to be a time the Lord to call you to holiness. May you really maybe be attentive to actually, to truly listen. Lord, what is keeping me from listening to you? And again, there's a lot of interference here, right? The evil one really doesn't want us to do Lenten fasts. The evil one really doesn't want us to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to God. The evil one really wants to kind of confuse us of what conversion is about or what it means to die to self. So just being attentive to that. And my, again, my, as I've said multiple times, don't do this by yourself. Only do this season of Lent with the Lord, right? That has to be key. Lord, help me through this season of Lent. Lord, help me to convert my heart to yours. Lord, I'm having a hard time dying today to this. Help me die to this and trust that you are asking me to die to this and not to be stagnant or to stop listening to you, but to talk through, to process, and to listen and allow the Lord, again, to lead you to holiness with him, that we too may die and rise with him this coming Easter.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and Giggum.